Rabbi Peter Berg with the Temple says he's against the measure because synagogues and churches should remain places of refuge.
This is the last place on earth that people can go to get away from the violence that is so prevalent in our world.
And even though those in charge of places of worship can decide under the bill whether or not to allow the rite on their individual properties, Reverend Raphael Warnock of the Ebenezer Baptist Church says guns should not be allowed in churches or synagogues, period.
Who are our state legislators talking to? And whose bidding are they doing? We did not ask to opt in to have guns in our sanctuary.
But Senator Frank Gintz says churches should have the right to decide. He sponsored the original Senate bill the House amended.
When you go to any type of gun-free zone, what you're putting out there to the public is that these people are defenseless. And I don't think that that's the right answer for anybody. We have law-abiding citizens in this state. The folks that are going to go get a carry permit and follow the law, those are the ones that we're here to work for.
Ginn is hopeful the final version will allow those with gun permits from other states to carry firearms in Georgia. Meanwhile, Governor Deal says lawmakers should work out the final details themselves, including whether or not guns should be allowed on parts of public college campuses. But in general, he thinks individual churches should be able to opt into the law rather than to have to opt out.
I would much prefer those institutions, whether they be churches or otherwise, who would allow that in their facilities to say so affirmatively rather than the other way around.
House and Senate lawmakers will have to agree on a final bill. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.